This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or welcome in. If you're just joining us, you've heard the news. Now we're going to talk about things that are going on in the news, things that matter. You may have heard some stories that you don't care about. You may have heard some things that pique your interest. We'll try to tune in, if you will, to some of those things, plus some extras. Jay Kirshner and I are always ready with the things that will add to your discussion quotient. You'll sound like the smartest kid on the block if you listen to some of the stories that we talk about, and you can then relay them to your friends. I didn't know your friends. I didn't know that. Where did you hear that?
You get so much news.
That's right. All right, so remember yesterday, I think, or the day before, we were talking about the fellow who used one of those, the things that you magnets that you use to find stuff on the land.
Oh, the metal detectors. Mm-hmm.
That's right. No, duh, Doug. Nah, duh. Here's another one from the same, this is not the same area, but the same idea. This fellow discovered a ring on the beach at St. Augustine, Florida, which we're heard in St. Augustine. Hello, St. Augustine. How are we doing there today?
Hi.
This fellow, I hope, is listening. His name is Joseph Cook. He was combing Hammock Beach when he made this exciting discovery. The ring is worth $40,000.
Yeah.
That he unearthed.
Obviously, whoever lost this had insured. I'm sure that this ring was insured.
Right.
But
yeah.
Good grief.
But this fellow, the good part about this is he started looking for the owners. He didn't keep it for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he didn't really know what he had dug up. He didn't know what it was worth. Can't tell sometimes by looking. But apparently it was a big diamond. And if it was me, I'd look at it. I don't know for nothing about diamonds. No, right. With cubic zirconia or something.
Yeah, sitting on, like, in his scooter. And, like, one of the little pouch thingies or whatever. Just sitting in his scooter for almost a week before he finally had a chance to take it to the jewelry store. And finds out, oh, this thing is worth $40,000.
Right. So he took it to a jewelry store in Jacksonville. Apparently it belonged to somebody who lived in Jacksonville. And they were obviously very excited. How long ago, didn't see in here, how long ago had they lost the ring? Was it recently or had it been a while?
I didn't find that story.
But at any rate.
But it was about from when he found the ring, 3 weeks later, he was able to meet up with a couple to return it in person.
Good. Good for him.
On a FaceTime, and the woman was just, she was crying. She was so relieved, so happy.
That's sweet. Yeah, that's sweet. All right, so I was talking, there's this fabulous focus on the moon and NASA's spacecraft, the way that this whole thing is transpiring. There actually are, on the NASA website, there's video and there are pictures. And you can see in one of the pictures a portion of the far side of the moon just beyond. You can see a piece of the Orion spacecraft as it approaches the moon. This is the coolest doggone thing to see. It's now 81 miles above the surface of the moon. It's going to go around and go out a little bit and then come back to the Earth. This is practice for the manned mission, but what is so fabulous, the clarity. You'd think you had your phone and you were on the spaceship and you were taking pictures out the window of the spaceship. That's how good and clear. And I suppose at this point I shouldn't be that impressed by it because they do such great things.
It is extremely impressive.
Yep, right. So the last time there was an astronaut who was on the moon, it was December 14th, 1972. Now, and there were the pictures that came back then are certainly nothing like these pictures. A lot of people are asking, why are we spending the money? Why are we going to the moon? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There certainly is a lot that we don't know about the moon. Just because we had a couple of guys wandering around up there for a while, that doesn't mean that it isn't important for us to know. But it's been so long since these Apollo missions, people have sort of lost interest. I have discredited George Bush for screwing up the NASA program and stealing the money that should have gone to NASA to go to the war in Iraq. You see what good that did us. So anyway, and I mean, it's okay. So that was the past. Where are we now? There are some people who are still think there's water on the moon. And if they find ice, that'll be, you know, the hydrogen, the oxygen, all the things that are used to make rocket fuel. It may be, do you think in 100 years we'll have factories on the moon that are making oxygen and hydrogen that we're going to use for rocket fuel to go further out into space? It certainly is.
The timeline of 100 years, I'm not sure, but I definitely think that in the future, that's going to happen. I think that it's going to be travel first, like monotonizing it.
Monetizing it.
Going to be a vacation destination because that's where people are going to make so much money. And then they'll probably start thinking about having people actually living up there full time.
Would you want to go?
No. I don't like flying.
I want to go in a spaceship at some point before I kick the bucket. I'd like to take a ride like Shatner did. Just take a ride.
I will live vicariously through you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. So the spacecraft comes back on December 11th. And then there is another mission that has been planned, but not until about 13, 14 months from now. Early in 2024, there's a four-person crew that will fly up to the moon, fly around it, but they're not going to land. I think that'd be frustrating for the people that are on that on that mission, right?
Yeah, okay, so you're already up there. Can we just make a pit stop?
Yeah. So Artemis 3 puts humans on the surface, and that'll be in 2025. So between now and then, a lot of work. Physicists are very interested in looking at some of the detailed pictures of the moon to see if they can figure out what's on. Remember, all those pictures came back from Mars, and everybody wanted to look at them to see if they could find ice. Because if they can find ice, obviously they can find the ability to. It's the step, the next step to finding life. Because you got to have oxygen, you got to have hydrogen, all that kind of stuff. The next item in the sky is the safe fireball lights that you can see over our country. As a matter of fact, the last couple of nights, the sky has been lit up with this fast-moving object, according to the Planet Center. First time it was seen was 3:27 a.m. on Saturday over Brantford, Ontario. But then, let's start over Niagara Falls, but they're so worried about the snow, they didn't pay much attention. That's what was in the sky other than the snow that was in the sky. But it was an unusually bright meteor, apparently. That's what NASA said. It's been designated, you'll be happy to know, for those of you who are taking notes, hashtag C8FF042.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's the fireball in the sky. And you can see it.
Rolls right off the tongue.
And doesn't it, though? They took some pictures of it at the Mount Lemmon Survey site in Tucson, Arizona, which is a great place. The sky is so clear. There you get great shots of whatever it has been. 59 reports of fireballs, according to the American Meteor Society, over our country and over Canada, New York State, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Maryland, Indiana. That's cool. It's very,
very
cool. I haven't
seen anything, but the sky has also been so clear. And
yes.
The stars are gorgeous.
Yeah,
I love the night sky.
Yeah. Well, and it seems to be more clear in the wintertime or when the air is cold. Do you think that's just, is that my imagination? Or does it seem like the sky is more clear in the wintertime than it is in the summertime?
Yeah, that does make sense.
All right, so don't worry about these. They are asteroids, but they're not going
to... they're safe.
Right, exactly.
Safe fireballs.
Yes, all right. foul play or not? Joe Biden using the holiday and the no pun intended to discuss the midterm election results. And for some reason or another, he pardoned two turkeys that were Republicans. That isn't really what happened, but I thought I'd throw that in just for the heck of it. I'm actually interested in the false. Listen to the if you haven't heard, I don't know if this has been on the news on your station or not, but the election in Pennsylvania is being challenged. I think that character in
is, of course it is.
What's her face? Carrie Lake. Isn't that her name in Arizona? Is that her?
Mm-hmm.
That's her name.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, Carrie.
She's
mm-hmm.
she's challenging the election there too, right?
She is.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the Republicans are challenging the election of John Fetterman because and this is all over social media, all over the state. The claim is that more than half of the votes for Fetterman came in from mail-in ballots. And so there are a lot of people who think that that indicates there is crookedness afloat.
Well, but
fraud.
What if it's not crookedness? What if it is, like you said, Doug, one of the problems with mail-in ballots is that what if you change your mind?
Yep.
Because I have family in Pennsylvania, and I know a lot of people who were pro-Fetterman until the last debate, and then they changed their mind. So how many people felt that same way, but they had already mailed in their ballots?
Yeah, well, see, that's it. And it's just, we say these same things over and over and over and over and over again until we're blue in the face. But is anybody paying attention? Are you paying attention to this? Or did you take the easy way out? Did you send your ballot in the mail? Did you vote early? What kind of nonsense is that? It's time we all rise up. We all together work on this to change the reality so we have good, legitimate elections and we're proud of the results and we believe the results. That will only happen. The only way that'll happen is to vote all together. A weekend balloting needs to take place, not weekday ballots, and then you have a chance of getting something that's legit. 18 after, this is Good Day.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Christy, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now 23 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, fighting truth decay in and out all day, every day, here on Good Day. The social media platforms, difficult sometimes to argue with some of the material that you find there, whether it's true or not. There are things about celebrities that become good conversation pieces, and I found this to be fascinating. Blythe Danner, who was married to Bruce Paltrow, father and mother to Gwyneth Paltrow, has revealed that she's got cancer, and it's the same cancer that killed her husband. This is very unusual. He's been dead now for 20 years. She has been interviewed a number of times now because she feels better, seems to be fine.
It's
adenoid, adenoid cystic
adenoid
carcinoma.
Cystic. Carcinoma, yeah, and right. She's beating it. She's beating it.
Well, it's food. A lot of this stuff has to do with what you're eating, your conditions, et cetera, et cetera. She got a diagnosis in March of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And
so when she said she's been secretly battling this,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness, you think about that. That's 4 years?
Right, yeah. He was 58 when he died. She's certainly in her, what is she, 79 now.
Mm-hmm.
You think about what are the chances, right? She felt a lump in her neck next to where Bruce had found his lump in his neck back in 1999. He had it 3 years before it killed him. She got the diagnosis. She kept her children, Gwyneth and Jake, in the dark so as to not worry them. It's very interesting because Gwyneth is an absolute nutbird, and I don't mean that in the negative sense. She is so focused on what she eats. She's got her own health food.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a whole health organization. What's it called? It's interesting.
Goop.
Goop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know, she has food recommendations, that sort of thing. She said she was amazed at how strong her mother was able to be. It's a tough battle for sure, no question about it. But the mother said, Blythe Danner said she wasn't quaking in her boots. And so good for her. You know, a lot of times that's what it takes. You got to have the best attitude possible, the best attitude.
And she kind of did all the things. She underwent 3 surgeries, also did alternative treatments. Really,
yeah,
really
that would
going
be with
full
Gwyneth's
force against this.
Supervision. All right. We've talked off and on the last month or so about Casey Anthony. She's now 36, telling her story. That three-part series on Peacock, Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies. And one of the things that she is talking about is her father, George Anthony, blaming him for her daughter Kaylee's death. He took her from me and then he went away. I don't know what I think about her. What do you think about her? Whether she's is she just an attention hound? I remember she was convicted of four counts of providing false information to law enforcement.
Well, this is a difficult thing because let's say she, what the charges that were originally brought against her and then what was ended up all being dropped. Let's say she did do it. That's heartbreaking and traumatizing. But let's say she didn't, which is what the jury found, that there just wasn't enough against her. This is a person, this is a mother who lost her child and then was the one blamed for the death.
And she said it was her father's fault.
Yeah, but just to think about that if that were me, I would want to get my story out there.
Yeah,
especially because she has another child. This child's going to grow up and see all of this.
What's that child going to think about her mother under the circumstances? Well, anyway, the tale goes on, if you will. The beat goes on, and so does ours. 28 after, this is Good Day. Doug Stephan here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that and get to the best possible rate.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just ahead of Thanksgiving, a delegation of Republicans led by GOP leader Kevin McCarthy will head to El Paso, Texas today to visit the southern border and once again point out how the Biden administration is allowing the invasion of illegal immigrants into the country. And with Title 42 being allowed to go away, the run to the border is expected to exponentially increase to levels never before seen in the United States. A federal judge Monday rejected former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's attempt to stop a subpoena and avoid being deposed in a lawsuit alleging the Biden administration conspired with social media companies to suppress factual stories because the content would hurt Democrat candidates, the complaint alleges. President Trump is reportedly not planning to return to Twitter. The news comes despite his account being restored on Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Enough of the turkey trot, you think? I think we've had enough of the turkey trot. Celebrating Thanksgiving 2022. That's what we're doing here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So here's some good news, Jay.
I love the good news.
Story about a 17-year-old named Adrian Rodriguez who returned a purse that was left in a grocery store parking lot. He didn't expect anything in return, but hundreds of strangers have offered him a big reward. He found this green handbag which had $20 in it, a driver's license, and a wallet full of credit cards at a Ralph's store in Chula Vista, California. Instead of bringing it inside of the store, he decided he saw the driver's license, so he got the address. He decided he'd bring it right to the woman's home. The owner of the pocketbook was Elena Martin. She wasn't at home at the time. He left the purse with a friend of hers, and the surveillance video on this lady's house, which was used to track down him.
Mm-hmm.
So he tracks down her, leaves the pocketbook there, and then leaves. But apparently this lady had a Ring camera, and she looked at it, and she was impressed because he was such a young man. And she said to her friend, "We got to find this kid and give him a piece of gratitude."
Yeah.
So they posted an image on social media, organized a GoFundMe campaign, and 700 donors later, this kid got $19,000
for bringing back the
pocketbook. Yeah.
And it's one of those things that we would like to think that people are just genuinely good, and anybody who found a wallet or a pocketbook or a purse would try to find the person to return it. And the sad reality is that not everybody is like that.
Mm-hmm. No, not everybody is like that. And he said when he was interviewed, quote, "My mom always told me since I was little to always do the right thing when nobody is around."
Mm-hmm.
He said,
and I love that. Even when nobody is looking to see, even when you're not going to get credit for doing the right thing, mm-hmm. still do the right thing.
Yep. There you go. Yay for that kid. So all of this talk about the space station, the space program, the space travel, et cetera, et cetera. If you didn't hear my conversation, well, I've had them. I have them all the time. But earlier in the day, I was talking about it. So if you want to go back and hear what I was saying, you go to the Good Day page, which is gooddayshow.com. You can find the program. It plays over each day all through the day. All of our hours, the complete show, plays over and over again. And then we have the Good Day download. By the way, on the most recent downloads, we were talking about this this pilot that hung out of the cockpit window to get somebody's, what was it, a driver's license or something?
It was a cell phone that they left at the gate.
Yeah.
And they'd already backed out. They'd already pulled away from the gate.
Yeah.
So it's not like somebody could run it out. And the pilot just hanging full on out of that cockpit window.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a Southwest story. A lot of discussion about Elton John's farewell in the current download, Adele's residency that started, the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. That's all being discussed. We talked about the death hoax of Jimmy Fallon in a recent download as well. And just whatever is going on, we've got something to say about most anything and everything. You can check on it. You want to keep up with our conversations on gooddayshow.com. You'll follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air. But all of the podcasts, all of the downloads, and all of the daily shows are there for your listening and dancing pleasure at gooddayshow.com. Anyway, that was my long-winded way of reminding you about that sort of thing and what we were talking about with regard to going to the moon. So now there's an announcement about this new, and I think I gave you a little of the technological approach to the supersonic plane a couple of months ago. But now there's more information about what is actually going to take place in the year 2029 when American Airlines, when United Airlines, and I believe Delta also has ordered, Americans ordered 20 of these planes. I think United has ordered 15 or 20 of them. And likewise for Delta, because they're all going to be competing with each other on the same route, so they have to offer the same service. So imagine
kind of
flying
like the new Concorde that we had.
Yeah, that's
back
what it is.
Day.
Oh, absolutely, it's the new Concorde. Flying from Los Angeles to London in 5 hours.
Yeah.
Right now it takes 10. Right? You go to Seattle from Seattle to Tokyo in 4.5 hours. Right now it takes about 9. So how about that? Will you pay extra? Yeah, of course you will. I remember when I went on the original, I did a promotional thing on the Concorde. If I had paid for the ticket, it would have cost $3,000 to fly from London to New York, which is what I did. That was my Paul McCartney story, because he said...
Oh, that was on the Concorde?
Yeah, it was on the Concorde.
I love that story. That is such a fascinating story. Yeah, can you imagine just being able to sit and chat with Paul McCartney?
Yeah, it was 3.5 hours.
It's a shame it was on a Concorde, though, not a normal flight. You could have gotten more time.
Flight. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so let's see here. What other... American ordered 20, United ordered 15, and Delta apparently ordered 15. Airfares from New York to London will be $4,000. Right now, it's $400 if you buy a one-way on a discounted ticket. Let's see here. If you do business class now, it's like $3,000 or $4,000 if you're, you know, buying it off the rack. But I thought that the idea of flying, especially business people who don't want to fly on this plane, because they let's go make the deal. Can you imagine flying to London in 5 hours, spending 5 hours doing a deal, and getting on a plane and flying from London back to Los Angeles so you sleep in the same bed? How about that?
That'd I believe be cool. People do it. I could not imagine doing it myself.
Yeah. I've done it. I've done Los Angeles in a turn in a day 3 or 4 times, mostly Father's Day. I'd go out and have brunch with the kids, and I'd come home. I did do it once when I was spending a lot of time in London. I went over on the night flight, did something that I needed to do to help my daughter out, who was in school at the time, and I jumped on the next plane back again. So it was about 24 hours, I think, if I remember correctly. But this is something that people will do. There are a lot of skeptics who question the timetable. Is this plane going to be ready? This is a Boeing thing, by the way. Which makes good sense, because Boeing is on top of most of the commercial advancements in air travel, and then Airbus just copies them, and listen, that's the way it is. It's like building a car. Right? You think all the electric cars, those people did all the work themselves? No, they just bought Teslas, and they copied whatever the Tesla did. There's no reason, even if there is the patented design of a car, is, you know, you can't copy the patent. But someday, look around at a Ford Explorer and then look at a Range Rover. The design of the two cars, the current design that Range Rover has is something that was created when Ford owned them, and they've stuck with the design. So if you look at an Explorer and you look at a Range Rover, the Range Rover is a little bigger and a little fancier, but they look like the same guy designed them, because the same guy did design them.
Well, and some of these vehicles are owned by the same parent company. Look at the Toyota and Lexus. The Toyota Solara is the exact same car as, I forget which Lexus.
The Avalon.
The Lexus is. It's the exact same. Yeah. All you're changing is the emblem.
That's all. And you pay more
and
money
price
for
tag.
It. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I thought that you'd be interested in that as you look at what's going to happen. There will be other things that will be happening. These planes, by the way, fly at 100,000 feet, not at 35 or 40,000, which current commercial airliners do. So that's that story. All right, let's have some people in the news, shall we? Check out what's going on with Jay Leno. Have you seen pictures of his face?
Not his scars? What I was expecting.
What, you thought it would be better or worse?
I thought it would be worse. I thought it would be way worse. Like, I thought it would be... We knew that his eye, on that side of the face, his eye and his ear were fine. The fire and heat didn't penetrate that or anything. But I just, I honestly expected it to be so much worse. And I'm thankful it's not for him.
But it is
more on the neck and the chin than anything else.
And you can see that it's all swollen where they did the work. But still, it looks pretty like the craftsman did a pretty good job. Jay said that he was thankful. He was great, taken care of wonderfully well. He's looking forward, his publicist said, to spending Thanksgiving with his family. The doctor added he was pleased with Leno's progress and was optimistic that he would make a full recovery. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the photos, his facial scars can be seen near his jawline and on his neck. His hand also looks like it's badly burned.
This could have been so much worse.
Oh, yeah, he could have killed him.
So glad it wasn't. But he looks great. He looks so good.
Yeah. Anyway, imagine going through this yourself. He had a 115-year-old car that had a fuel leak, and there was a spark when he started another car, and that's what triggered the explosion. But he said, I'm okay. Need a week or two to get back on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was concerned, obviously, for her husband's health, but now feels like he's going to make a full recovery. And he does. He looks tentative in the pictures, but you know what? After that, I think he's a pretty lucky son of a gun.
Yeah.
Todd and Julie Crisley. What a couple of characters these people are. Are they still at the TV show?
That's no, I think when all of this was happening, the TV show came to a screeching halt.
Yeah, I thought I saw something. It's called Crisley Knows Best.
Yeah. Crisley Knows Best. Right. And my husband used to watch it, and I caught it every now and then. And some of the family dynamics were a little bit funny, but they also seemed so scripted and rehearsed, too.
Yeah, he looks like
from a lot of it.
I watched a little of one after this all erupted. He looked like a big dummy to me. He came across. How do people like that get the attention that they get?
It is interesting how people become famous for the sake of being famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Crazy stuff. Anyway, so they both got 12 years in prison, 16-month probation. Well, I guess Todd got 12 years. Julie got 7 years.
Yeah, he got 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. For bank fraud, tax evasion, all of that stuff. And it's and they've got a 10-year-old. What's that 10-year-old going to do while they're in jail? Would be my question, frankly. All right. Well, they were thinking of him when they pulled all those shenanigans. 48 after the hour.
And now a small business setback delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Riviere de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom-printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
spend your life with ExtendoVite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
After the hour now, it's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Don't forget, he's there at your service and certainly on your side. The line's available 24 hours a day into his office. Leave a message, say, I want to have an appointment with Dr. Ken. If you live in Montezuma, you maybe want to do the telemedicine route. Telemedical connections, direct connections, they're all wonderfully helpful when you're seeing Ken. Check it out. 352-735-1400 is the number for Ken's Lake Cardiology Clinic. 352-735-1400. I have a question about RSV. Now, there are a lot of people, especially as you get older, hospitalizations as a result of RSV. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't really know. What does that stand for and what does it do?
RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, it's a common, highly contagious virus that affects the respiratory tract of many young children.
Is it connected to COVID at all?
No, it's a separate virus.
Okay.
And the reason why it's a horrible problem because it's a very common reason why young infants, young children get hospitalized. And it's very, very common this year. We're seeing much more of it than we've ever seen. The pediatric cases have skyrocketed this year, probably because a couple of years ago the kids were isolated and they had a very light year, a mild year, and now they're coming together. It's very contagious. But the news out of the CDC this week is that it's actually sending more older people to the hospital, 10 times higher older people, older adults than children, which is very unusual. And My advice is that if you're planning a family holiday gathering, anyone who might have RSV should stay home to minimize social interaction, particularly with people over 65. This is thought of as a disease of the young, infants, but it is a killer of older adults. And it's just not that common, but this year it is uncommonly common, and we really need to think about it. This is part of the triple threat that you're hearing about, you're seeing in the media of what's occurring all at once, the three viruses, COVID, the flu, and now RSV. It's a mouthful. Respiratory syncytial virus. There is not yet a vaccine for this. And when a couple of weeks ago, when I told Doug about one that's very much in development with a promising early result, giving it to a pregnant woman, he got a little uneasy and upset. But this, if you've ever been with an infant in the hospital who has RSV, you would think this was a blessing. And I predict by next year, we're probably going to have RSV vaccines for young children, one for pregnant woman, and one for elderly. There's probably going to be three different choices, and I think this is going to be available by next year.
All right, let's talk about Jay Leno. Most people have read the story about him suffering serious facial burns, neck burns, the third degree burns in this gas fire at his garage at the Burbank Airport. So the car exploded. He's a big car lover. We all know him from the Tonight Show and his comedic, his performances all around the country. So what happens? He's supposed to have a skin graft. How does that procedure work? What, and how does he look at when he's all done? Is he going to look the same as he did before?
Well, that's a good question. They're going to have to, with third degree burns, that's the most serious level of burn. You really burn down deep into the skin, and he apparently must have really damaged the skin, and he needs new skin. And they're going to take it from different parts of his body and move it to the places where he needs it, just find replacements. So all turns out. This is where you, it's nice to know a great plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I would think, and there are a lot of them in La La Land, so
yes,
he'll probably be okay. He was lucky he didn't get hurt worse, given if you saw the pictures of what happened. He credited a friend for saving him that was in there at the time, because he was kind of knocked out. So hold a good thought for Jay Leno, certainly a national treasure. Dr. Ken is a national treasure as well. He's here every week answering your questions and doing the research. Check him out at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. And check out the free Good Day Health.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.